Boy, he can sing anything.
Big joke. By the time they get around to playing that for me, I'll be the world's oldest groom.
That's enough, Tramp. What's the matter, Mike? Trouble?
Oh, it's taken forever just to set the date. Sally's mother's getting in on everything. Getting in isn't a word. She's running the whole show.
Well, they always do, Mike. Your mother's mother did everything but press my suit. You just have to look at it as, something you'll laugh about later.
I thought all we had to do was pick a day. But no, we have to see if it's all right with the minister. And maybe the caterer won't like it. And then the guy who owns the reception hall has to get in on it.
And you better check with me. I might want to go to the beach that day.
Yeah.
Listen, mate, be happy this ain't the Middle Ages. In those days, you had to drag in the local astrologer. If the stars didn't add up, no marriage.
Why, Uncle Charlie, how come you don't eat junk like that?
Between show business and the merchant marine, a guy picks up a lot of handy information. Did you know that if a guy smokes a cigar in Dutch New Guinea and then some dame smokes it, they're married?
No, it saves a lot of wear and tear on the preacher. Of course, you have to be careful who you smoke with.
Then there's this place in South America where the groom's got to prove he's brave by letting the girl's family sew him into a hammock full of ants.
Hey, neat.
Yeah. The kind that bite. One ouch out of the groom, and he can't have the girl.
Well, Mike, just remember that there's hardly a married man alive who hasn't gone through this. You know, as long as I've got this thing out, I think I'll go upstairs and practice a little.
Hi. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi everybody.
How are you?
Oh,
how
my God. Goodness, the musicale. How nice.
Which reminds me, I must call the organist right away. Honey, guess what?
What?
We've set the date.
You set the date? When?
The 19th.
Hey, the 19th, that's wonderful. Hey, you guys, you hear that? We're getting married on the 19th.
Congratulations, Mike.
Hey, wait a minute, the 19th was yesterday.
Mike, you missed your own wedding.
It's the 19th, 2 months from now.
Oh. 2 months?
Well, Mike, we're going to need every minute of that 2 months to get ready.
I'm ready.
Well, I've made a list here of things to do while I'm staying in town with Sally. Let's see, we have invitations, announcements, guest lists, yours and ours, bids from at least 3 printers, decisions about best man and ushers, how many, bridesmaids, how many, silver pattern, photographers, sitting for Sally, bridesmaids' dresses, caterer, rings, reception, flowers, champagne, menu for reception, china pattern. There's just a million things here.
Hey, Mike, my watermelon!
Watermelon, that reminds me, I must call the caterer right away.
Oh, boy, what a night. Crazy, mixed-up nightmares all night long. Well, I don't know. I think this whole thing is getting to me. Last night when I woke up, I could have sworn I heard crickets.
You did. I have a box of them in my room. We're studying them for science.
And I suppose anything you study in science, you got to live with.
Heck no. Rattlesnakes are next.
Well, you can't go by dreams, Mike. I remember when I was in the Air Force, I had this same dream over and over. I was flying this plane, except it didn't have any engine. The only way I could keep it up in the air was by pedaling.
Well, must have been pretty tough on the leg muscles.
The minute I stopped pedaling, zoom, into a nosedive.
Boy, that sleep must have worn you out.
Mike?
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm Mrs. Morrison.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Ellen.
Hi.
Sally?
Oh, sit down, please. We just popped by on our way downtown.
Will you join us for breakfast?
No, thanks. We just ate. Mike, Mom and I are going to look for silver patterns, and we wanted to be sure a plain design was all right with you.
Well, sure.
Please, do sit down.
Of course, plain patterns show scratches more than fancy ones, you know.
Oh, they do.
Oh, Mike, I wanted to give this to you first thing so you could study it while we're shopping.
What is it?
It's your worksheet. It lists everything you have to do and an absolute deadline for doing it. I know I can count on you. Sally, dear, we've really got to be going. Sorry to have interrupted your breakfast.
Oh, try it, Helen. Goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Groom's wedding list. Limit 100. To be completed by Monday.
ushers, 8. Names, addresses, phone numbers by Saturday. Final selection of silver and china patterns Wednesday afternoon. Gifts for ushers, flowers. This thing goes on for a whole page.
Well, just try to relax, Mike. Don't let the preliminaries get you down.
Yeah, stay in shape for the main event.
Why do things have to be so complicated? Why not just a nice, simple, quiet wedding?
You think this wedding is complicated? You should live in some places in Mexico. You'd have to work for your future mother-in-law until she gave the okay to marry your daughter.
Miguel, according to my worksheet, you should be finished gardening in the yard by now.
Well, I'll do that right after I finish washing the dinner dishes.
Well, I hope the moon is bright enough for you to weep by. Tomorrow you must take me to Marketplace. Which reminds me, you haven't washed the car for days.
Well, I'll do that tomorrow, Senora. Right between the laundry and the bread baking.
The door.
Oh, yes.
Father, I'll get it. Oh, it's Pedro. Oh, don't worry, Mother, we won't be late. Pedro, it's so good to see you.
Sally,
where are you going?
But, Senora, she shouldn't go out with other people. She's engaged to me.
Don't be silly. You're much too busy to take Sally out.
But, Senora, I've been working for you for nearly a year.
I know. You do have to prove yourself.
I'll be a worn-out old man.
Miguel, if I were to allow you to marry Sally, I'd lose the best cook, houseboy, and gardener I ever had.
By the looks of this list, I am working for my mother-in-law.
I mean scrub floors, cook, wash. Stupid things for a man to do. You know, like I do around here.
Yeah, but Charlie, you're a volunteer.
I'm convict labor.
Mother?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I don't think I like that hairstyle either. Perhaps if we swept it back.
Mother, I'm sorry, but I'm just too tired to experiment anymore.
But, darling, we have to decide on a hairstyle before we select the wedding veil.
All right, pigtails. Oh, Mother, I'm sorry, but just that I haven't seen Mike for days. Except to talk about the wedding.
I know, darling. But after all, you're going to have a lifetime together.
I know, but everything seems so trivial. What kind of glassware to pick out? What kind of initials to put on the linen? How to wear my hair?
Oh, now, don't complain. You know, Uncle Charlie was telling me that in Malaya, the bride and groom must prove they can dress each other's hair before the wedding.
Really?
How would you like to have to do each other's hair with both families standing by watching and making suggestions?
That part is too high, Sally.
Looks too low to me.
Maybe she should part it on the other side.
Doesn't she have too much oil on it?
Or not enough. Maybe she should use a brush instead of a comb. Maybe you should use a rinse and start all over again.
I'm exhausted.
Sally, in Malaya, you obviously cannot marry a man unless you know how to comb his hair.
But we love each other.
But what has that to do with marriage?
Sally, take 10 while I try yours.
Here are some of the things that you'll need, dear. But don't you mess it up, or the marriage is off.
Thank you. Mike, what are you doing with those scissors?
I'm going to settle this matter once and for all. The bride and groom are going to have matching crew cuts.
Oh, no, I know. Mom, I have a helpful suggestion. Why don't we try it again in the morning, okay?
Okay. A good night's sleep usually solves all problems. Good night, darling.
Good night.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Charlie, I don't think you've met Howard Sears. Howard's going to be my best man.
Welcome aboard. What do you got there? More laundry?
Oh, it's Howard's little girl, Susan.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure. We got enough laundry around here.
Today is Francie's afternoon off, so I'm babysitting.
Howard, here's the name of the guy at the tuxedo shop. Hey, thanks for the lift.
Okay, I have to get her home for her next feeding, Mike. Glad to meet you, Mr. O'Casey.
Same here, Sal.
Nice to see you.
Oh, boy. Oh, better call Sally.
Well, I forgot to tell you, she called while you were out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Her mother and the bridesmaids are busy fighting over what color dresses to wear.
But they agreed yesterday.
Sure. Yesterday they agreed they couldn't agree, and today they're agreeing they have to agree.
Swell. Well, at least all the groom and the best man have to do is rent a plain, ordinary morning coat and trousers.
Sure, you guys got it easy.
Yeah.
In Wales, the best man used to have to kidnap the bride on her wedding day.
Kidnap? What for?
So the groom could chase him and get her back.
I'm sorry I had to bring the baby, but my wife had to go out and I didn't have time to get a babysitter.
That's okay.
Sure, I can hold her while you drive.
Say, you better get going. You're supposed to have a head start.
I'm supposed to drive as fast as I can, Mike. It's traditional with us Welsh people.
That's okay. Do your best. And don't worry, you won't get away with her.
Chasing Howard?
I'm out of gas.
Here, you can use my bike.
Thanks, Chip.
Doesn't Mike want to catch us?
Well, we'll wait here a minute or two. Give him a chance to catch up.
Didn't you folks see that no parking sign?
No, sir, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, move along.
Yes, sir.
Mile zone, you were doing 95. Where's your driver's license?
Well, you see, officer, I'm going to be married.
And you're on your way to the church.
Oh, yes, but first I have to catch up with my friend and take the girl away from that I'm going to marry.
Oh, maybe you saw them. They were in a green convertible, and she was holding a baby.
I saw them. Nice-looking young couple. And you're going to try to take her from him?
Yeah. Well, first I have to catch up with him.
What about the baby?
The baby? Oh, the baby's his.
Where's your driver's license?
Officer, my driver's license must be in my car, but look, I can explain.
Explain at headquarters.
Well, what happens if the best man is faster than the groom?
Then the best man has himself a brand new bride, whether he wants her or not. And he used to make his wife pretty sore, too.
Look, Sally, someone... Well, everyone seems to have taken our wedding out of our hands. Honey, there still is a way to make it simple.
Elope?
Why not? All we want is to be married without people hounding us.
I know, but...
Sally, it's between us, you and me. Now, why should we let them turn it into a super spectacle with a cast of thousands?
All right. When?
Tomorrow night. You and your mother are supposed to come over and settle the guest list. After dinner, we'll go for a drive over the state line. And when we get back, we'll be Mr. and Mrs. Michael Douglas. How about that?
Suppose we start all over and this time list only those people who must be invited.
I thought that's what you did last time.
First, close relatives.
And I think we ought to throw out everybody who isn't at least a first cousin.
Well, there goes Great Aunt Jennifer again.
Well, she's an exception.
She's so skinny, she only takes up a half seat.
Listen, if we make one exception, before you know it, all the second and third cousins will be back in. Oh, dear, it's so difficult.
Hey, Ernie can sit on that other half seat with Aunt Jennifer.
Steve, what about the Freemans?
Oh, well, we have to ask the Freemans. They've known Mike ever since he was a little baby.
Well, we've got to drop somebody. I don't know who to suggest anymore. I really don't.
Maybe we could pick him out of a hat.
Ready?
All right. Thought I'd come out and get a breath of fresh air, too. Kind of stuffy in there, isn't it? Maybe it's my pipe.
Dad, how many of those people really care whether they come to our wedding or not?
Oh, quite a few of them, Mike. I guess by now you both realize that weddings aren't just for the bride and groom. I mean, they help mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers adjust to a loss. In all the excitement, it's easy to forget that a wedding, while it's the beginning of something for you, it's the end of something for us, you know? Sally, don't get me wrong. Very happy to be, as they say, gaining a daughter. Well, back to work. You know, I think I'll suggest that the guests come in shifts. 100 to a shift.
We can't do it, can we?
Well, we still have 350 people in a hall that accommodates 200.
So? Hold a reception in the armory. They had a cattle show there last week and, forget the armory.
Are you sure every other hall's engaged for the 19th?
Yes. Templeton Hall is larger, and that's available on the 18th. No.
Hey, what about the girls' gym at school? Well, heck, well, that's where we have to graduate from until they build the new auditorium.
Yeah. Helen, it's for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's all Mike needs is to tell everybody he got married in the girls' gym.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Morrison. Oh, no. Well, how could you possibly have made such an error? Yes. Oh, no, they haven't been printed yet, but... Well, you're putting me in a very embarrassing position, Reverend. Yes, of course I understand, but... Well, as you say, Reverend, that's life. Goodbye, Reverend.
Made a mistake on his calendar. We have to start planning the whole thing all over again.
Well, like the Reverend says, that's life.
Stay tuned, Fandemonium viewers, because coming up right now is one of the top 10 most popular episodes. That's right. Every episode all weekend is chosen by viewers, but this one was judged one of the very best. So don't touch that remote.